The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from my email and various websites. Starting off with, from Ju Hong at Duke EDU, email sent to the Reading Service on the 20th. Hello, I hope you are doing well. My name is Ju Hong, J-I-Y-U-H-O-N-G, and I am an undergraduate at Duke working with the marketing team to organize a new initiative called the Duke I Serve Vision Conference. That's I Serve, E-Y-E-S-E-R-V-E. The event is designed to bring together researchers, clinicians, students, and people with low vision to build a narrative about what vision research looks like with those with low vision and teach researchers about the people they are ultimately serving. The Duke I Serve team would love for you and your organization to attend and support our mission. The event will be hosted at the Mary Duke Biddle Trent Siemens Center for Health Education at February 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Drop-off at the center is available, as well as parking at the Duke Medical Circle parking garage, $2 an hour, maximum $14 a day, which is a 5 to 7 minute walk from the hall. For those looking to take a bus to the hall, on the GO Triangle bus, routes 400, 11, and route 6, stop at the Duke Medical Center. From there, a vehicle will be sent to take you to the Trent Siemens Great Hall. Please fill out a registration form at the hot link in advance if you plan to take the bus. Thank you for considering attending, and please let us know if you have any questions. Best, Ju Hong, Duke, I Serve. Email jh929@duke.edu. From the NCRS newsletter for January 2026 from Tara Racine. Well, Happy New Year and welcome back. Thank you for sharing your voice in 2026. Inside this edition, live broadcast and pre-recorded reading opportunities. Grants, underwriters, new listeners, contact update request. Welcome, Crosdale Village. Residents of Crosdale Village in Durham, North Carolina, are the newest NCRS listeners. As of Monday, January 19th, 2026, residents can easily enjoy our programming on Channel 1391. Thanks to Durham Lion, Bob Atwell, NCRS's Mike Lewis, and Daryl Gordon, and Crosdale's Jeff Swain for making this dream come true. NCRS is now available to all residents of 6 North Carolina assisted living facilities. Installing a Barix box, B-A-R-I-X, allows the facility to share NCRS programming on its home TV channel so every resident can listen at the click of a button. NCRS is also available via Barix at The Forest at Duke, Abbotswood, and Springmore in Raleigh, the Cypress of Raleigh, and Woodland Terrace in Cary. If you know of a facility that would appreciate easy access to NCRS programming, let us know. New permanent readers are needed for several live broadcasts and pre-recorded programs. Could you commit to one for 2026? See the opportunities listed below. If you have questions or are able to commit to one of these reading spots, please contact volunteer manager Amy Wentley, amy@ncreadingservice.org. Live broadcast readers needed for Sundays on first Sundays beginning in March 2026, Monday's evening broadcast first and third Mondays, Wednesday's noon broadcast all weeks except first Wednesdays, evening broadcast second Wednesdays two readers needed, Thursdays evening broadcast first and third Thursdays, Fridays morning broadcast permanent, noon broadcast permanent. Pre-recorded program readers needed for poetry. 29-minute monthly program airs first Tuesdays. Reader chooses poems, beginning with April 2026 episode. Oprah, 29-minute weekly program. Rotation is currently shared with two other readers. Workflow, expect to record 1 to 2 episodes at a time, approximately one per month. Reading articles from Oprah.com, beginning in February/March, high priority. Out in the Garden, 29-minute weekly program, record by end of day Tuesdays. Multiple contributors optional. Read from garden-themed books or magazines. Beginning immediately. High priority. Legal Matters, 29-minute monthly special program formerly recorded by lawyers from Disability Rights NC. Airs fourth Tuesdays, interviews and news about legal issues affecting disability rights, beginning immediately or with the February episode. Thought for Food, 29-minute monthly program airs third Wednesdays, reading food articles primarily from the NNO, beginning with February episode. Option to replace this program with a new lifestyle program, still reading-based. Discuss with Tara if interested. Attention, NCRS volunteers, your response requested. Update your contact information. Please take a moment to complete this very short form. We especially need to update mailing address and birthday info. Thank you. Click on the hot link. Grant recognition. Searstone Retirement Community, $10,000. Raleigh Kiwanis Club, $3,000. 2026 Program Underwriters, The Orchid Group at Morgan Stanley. Morning Weekday Live Broadcasts, Highwood Properties, Triangle Business Journal. Raleigh Kiwanis Club, Kids in Action, formerly SI Kids. Accessible Books and Library Services, heard any good books lately? The Coppin Family, Smithsonian Magazine. G. Suggs Insurance, Time Magazine. Bill McClure, Music Review. Underwriting recognition is available to businesses, organizations, and individuals on all NCRS programming, except the Wall Street Journal, carried from Massachusetts Service, and the AM Exercise Program. For information and rates, please contact Tara Racine, Tara at ncreadingservice.org. Community Event Spotlight, Duke I Serve Vision Conference, Saturday, February 14, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I just read about that on a different email. And for the last broadcast for World Braille Month, January, from nfb.org, Free Slate and Stylus Program. Using a slate and stylus is a portable way to write notes and more. We offer them for free to blind children and adults, great for school, work, and on the go. You will receive a plastic four-lined, 28-cell slate with the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults logo and a navy blue plastic stylus. That includes those that are blind and low vision who know Braille or want to learn Braille. The slate and stylus have long been and continue to be valuable tools for writing Braille, which is vital to literacy for the blind. It is the only Braille writing device that has the same portability, flexibility, and affordability as a pen and pencil. From labeling your canned goods to jotting down a phone number, the uses and advantages of the slate and stylus for the blind are as varied as those of a pen and pencil for the sighted. Application information. Please visit our free Slate and Stylus program online application hot link to request your Slate and Stylus, or complete the free Slate and Stylus program application accessible PDF and mail it to Free Slate and Stylus Program, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Eligibility? Any blind individual in the 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico can request a slate and stylus for their personal use. Requests can be made as often as once a year. More information. If you're not sure how to use a slate and stylus, please read The Parent's Guide to the Slate and Stylus or Writing with a Slate and Stylus is Easy, both of which were featured in our Future Reflections magazine. You can also purchase the Slate book from the National Federation of the Blind Independence Market. For more information regarding our free Slate and Stylus program, please email us at nfb@nfb.org. From resources.healthgrades.com, Advances in Non-Insulin Shots for Diabetes. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, diabetes affects more than 30 million people in the United States, and of this group, 90 to 95% have type 2 diabetes. For many years, people with type 2 diabetes had to resort to insulin injections if diet, exercise, and oral medications failed to keep their blood sugar under control. But now, with the advent of non-insulin injectables, more treatment options exist. This is a significant advancement, since most people need to adjust or add to their diabetes treatment over time. Understanding how non-insulin shots work. Your body uses glucose, or sugar, for energy. It gets glucose from the food you eat. When you consume food, the glucose from your meal is absorbed into your bloodstream. After a meal, when the levels of glucose in your blood rise, your pancreas releases a hormone called insulin to help move the glucose from your blood to your cells, where it can be used for energy. Any extra glucose is stored in your liver and muscles. Later, if your blood glucose levels get low, your pancreas releases a different hormone called glucagon. This signals your liver to send glucose back into your blood to restore your levels to normal. Normally, the body goes through this process regularly and keeps blood sugar levels balanced. But if you have type 2 diabetes, your body doesn't use insulin like it should, and your blood sugar levels can get dangerously high. Too much sugar in your blood can lead to serious complications like damage to your kidneys, eyes, feet, and more. To prevent this, your doctor may prescribe medications that help keep blood sugar levels stable. Eventually, many type 2 diabetics will need to inject insulin to achieve this. But before insulin becomes necessary, diabetics can benefit from taking oral medications and newer non-insulin shots. There are two main classes of non-insulin injections: glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1, receptor agonists, and amylin analogs. GLP-1 receptor agonists are essentially a man-made version of a hormone that's produced by your intestines when you eat. It's given as an injection into your arm, abdomen, or thigh. GLP-1 increases the amount of insulin and decreases the amount of glucagon coming from your pancreas, thereby lowering your blood sugar. It also slows down how quickly food moves out of your stomach, making you feel fuller for longer. Examples of GLP-1 receptor agonists include exenatide, brand names Byetta and Bydureon, liraglutide, brand names Victoza and Saxenda, dulaglutide, brand name Trulicity, semaglutide, brand name Ozempic, lixisenatide, brand name Adlixin. Two GLP-1 receptor agonists are combined with insulin. These can be used for people who already take insulin but are having a difficult time controlling their blood sugar. These are insulin glargine, lixisenatide, brand name Soliqua, insulin degludec / liraglutide, brand name Zoltofi. I also take brand name Traceba. Possible side effects of GLP-1 injections include nausea, diarrhea, and headache. These usually subside over time. There is a slight risk for more serious complications such as pancreatitis and kidney failure. Thyroid tumors and cancer have been observed in clinical trials with mice. There is only one amylin analog, Simlin, S-Y-M-L-I-N, that is currently approved by the FDA. Pramlintide can be used for both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. It suppresses glucagon coming from your pancreas so your liver doesn't release glucose into your bloodstream. Like GLP-1 receptor agonists, it also makes you feel fuller for longer by slowing down food moving from your stomach. Side effects include nausea, vomiting, and headaches. Benefits of non-insulin injectables. While insulin injections will always have a place in diabetes treatment, non-insulin shots have some desirable perks. Some non-insulin injectables only need to be taken daily or weekly. Exenatide, Bydureon, dulaglutide, Trulicity, and semaglutide, Ozempic, are given as weekly injections. Liraglutide, Victoza, Saxenda, and lixisenatide, Adlixin, are given as daily injections. Certain non-insulin injectables aid in weight loss, since many of the GLP-1 injections slow down your digestion of food and decrease your appetite, you may lose some weight as a result. Losing weight is also helpful for controlling blood sugar. non-insulin shots are less likely to produce hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. When given alone, non-insulin shots generally do not cause your blood sugar to drop too low. However, if you also take insulin or more oral medications for your diabetes, your doctor may need to adjust your dosage to prevent this from happening. Diabetes is a lifelong condition, but it doesn't have to get in the way of living your best life. New diabetes medications like non-insulin shots can make managing diabetes much easier and lead to better overall control of your disease, so you can live a healthier, fuller life. From fightingblindness.org, Avantgarde completes enrollment in retinal gene therapy trial for Usher syndrome type 1B. Avantgarde is spelled capital A, capital A, capital V, A-N-T-G-A-R-D-E. Avantgarde Bio has completed enrollment in LUCE-1, L-U-C-E-1, a phase 1 and 2 clinical trial testing AAVB-081, an investigational gene therapy for retinitis pigmentosa associated with Usher syndrome type 1B, USH1B. The trial enrolled 15 adult participants aged 18 to 60. The LUCE-1 study is evaluating the safety, tolerability, and preliminary effectiveness of a single subretinal injection of AAVB-081 across 3 dose levels. This marks an important step forward in developing treatments for USH1B, a severe inherited condition that is caused by mutations in the MYO7A gene. Children with USH1B are born deaf, experience balance problems, and then begin losing their vision during their first decade of life. While surgical interventions can help with hearing loss, progressive blindness has remained untreatable. According to Avantgarde Bio, approximately 20,000 patients in the United States and European Union are affected by USH1B, making the development of effective therapies critically important for these families. AAVB-081 uses Avantgarde's dual AAV gene therapy platform to overcome a major technical challenge. The MYO7A gene is too large to fit into a standard gene therapy vector. The innovative solution uses two vectors that work together at the cellular level to deliver the full therapeutic gene. LUCE-1 is the first clinical trial to test a dual AAV approach in the retina. Completing enrollment in the LUCE-1 study represents an important milestone in the clinical development of AAVB-081, said Dr. Natalia Miscioletti, M-I-S-C-I-A-T-T-E-L-L-I, CEO of Avantgarde. We are grateful to the patients, investigators, and clinical site staff whose commitment has enabled the rapid advancement of this program. Avantgarde is also actively recruiting for the CELESTE trial, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, testing a similar dual-vector gene therapy, AAVB-039, for Stargardt disease, another inherited retinal disease with no approved treatments. The company expects to share updates on both programs throughout 2026. Speaking of Stargardt disease, and also from fightingblindness.org, SpliceBio begins dose expansion phase of clinical trial for Stargardt disease protein splicing therapy. SpliceBio, a genetic medicines company developing protein splicing therapies for inherited retinal diseases, has dosed the first patient in the Part B dose expansion portion of its Phase 1 and 2 ASTRA clinical trial, NCT-069-42572, evaluating SB-007 for the treatment of Stargardt disease caused by ABCA4 mutations. There are currently no approved therapies for Stargardt disease. SB-007 is an investigational dual adeno-associated virus, AAV, gene therapy designed to restore expression of functional full-length ABCA4 protein in the retina. The therapy has the potential to treat patients with all ABCA4 mutations. SpliceBio's proprietary protein splicing platform delivers two AAV vectors to overcome the size limitations of conventional AAVs, which cannot accommodate the full ABCA4 gene. Each vector carries approximately half of the ABCA4 gene. Once inside retinal cells, each gene produces partial proteins that combine to make the full-length ABCA4 protein. The first patient in Part B was treated at Oxford University Hospital National Health Service Foundation Trust in Oxford, England. Robert McLaren, MD, PhD, Professor of Ophthalmology at the University of Oxford, commented the use of two viral vectors that recombine once inside retinal cells is a unique approach to restoring the large gene needed in Stargardt disease. This unique gene therapy modality has the potential to slow down or even halt the progression of this debilitating disease, which is the most common cause of inherited blindness in children. Part A of OSTRA evaluated three doses of SB-007 in an open-label dose escalation design. Part B will enroll approximately 57 patients aged 12 to 65 with Stargardt disease. In this part of the study, participants will be randomly assigned to receive one of two doses or no treatment at all, control group. Neither the patients nor the doctors will know the assignments, masking. Participants will be followed for 96 weeks. The primary goal of the study is to determine whether SB-007 is safe and tolerable. It will also examine whether SB-007 can preserve or improve vision. SB-007 is designed to be a one-time treatment administered via subretinal injection. The FDA recently granted fast-track designation to SB-007 after it previously received orphan drug designation in the U.S. and Europe. This designation allows Splice Bio to have more frequent interactions with the FDA. Splice Bio continues to enroll patients in its Polaris trial, NCT-064-35000, a natural history study monitoring disease progression in Stargardt patients, to identify appropriate patients and optimal outcome measures for clinical trials. I read about this one on the NOPBC Facebook group. From octostudio.org, how is OctoStudio accessible? OctoStudio is designed to support learners with a wide range of abilities, with a particular focus on designing for learners who are blind or visually impaired. The app supports multiple means of expression, including sound, haptics, visuals, and motion. It also supports physical interaction through sensors, including shake, tilt, tap, and magnet sensing. Screen readers. To use OctoStudio with a screen reader, turn on VoiceOver for iOS or TalkBack for Android in your device's settings. At this time, some of the main features of OctoStudio are operable with a screen reader. Sound effects for coding blocks. You can enable sound effects for code blocks in the OctoStudio app settings. This feature will play a sound for each visual block when the code is run. If you turn on a screen reader, the app automatically turns on block sound effects. You can toggle this off in OctoStudio settings. Settings. Look for the settings button on the home screen of the app. In order to hear these sound effects while using a screen reader on iOS, turn off audio ducking in your device's VoiceOver settings. Color contrast. The app meets the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG, standards for color contrast. Captions. The videos in the OctoStudio app have closed captions. Learning resources for OctoStudio. Here are learning resources that can support you, whether you are exploring yourself, with your family, or with your students. Tutorials and other videos. Our YouTube channel provides inspiring project ideas and tips for creating a wide range of projects with OctoStudio. You can subscribe to find out about new ideas and offerings. Reference guide. You can read about the app features and seeing in the OctoStudio reference guide. Activity guides. Plan an activity with OctoStudio using these learning resources and educator guides. National Geographic and OctoStudio activities. These resources were designed in collaboration with National Geographic Society to engage learners in creating projects about animals and the natural world. Hour of Code activities, inspiring videos and guides for you and your students to get started with OctoStudio. Coding cards. The OctoStudio coding cards offer starting points as you create with OctoStudio. Each card shows example code to try and explore as you make your own projects. Example projects. You can download these projects for inspiration. Make changes to explore new possibilities. Tinkering with OctoStudio. How can you combine code with everyday materials for creative expression? Visit OctoStudio Explorations for inspiring ideas from the Tinkering Studio at the Exploratorium. Inspiration from around the world. We love to learn from educators and their experiences with OctoStudio. Visit our OctoSparks page for examples from educators around the world creating on a variety of themes, such as connecting with nature and reimagining art. Stay connected. Parents and educators can sign up for the OctoStudio mailing list to stay updated about events and educator resources from the OctoStudio team. Share your experience with the OctoStudio team by sending an email to educator@octostudio.org or posting in social media tagging @OctoStudioApp. A final reminder from ACB.org to register for the 2026 ACB DC Leadership Conference. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, is proud to announce its annual 2026 DC Leadership Conference, where attendees will participate in educational sessions, engage with keynote speakers from the disability community, and meet with members of Congress on Capitol Hill. The conference focuses on advancing key legislative priorities to promote independence and improve the quality of life for people who are blind or have low vision. ACB's 2026 Leadership Conference will be a hybrid event. The optional tour, ACB's board meeting, president's meeting, legislative seminar, and Capitol Hill visits will take place between Friday, March 6, 2026, and Tuesday, March 10, 2026, at the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. Conference registration. Registration is still open for all. You can register through the member site at https://members.acb.org/. The registration fee for in-person attendees is $115. The registration fee is $30 for virtual attendees. Registration closes February 28, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. Hotel reservations. The room rate for the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel is $163 per night, plus tax and fees. This rate applies to any night starting on Thursday, March 5, 2026, through Wednesday, March 11, 2026. The Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel is located at 900 South Orme Street, O-R-M-E, Arlington, Virginia, 22204. We recommend making a reservation by calling 1-800-325-3535 and informing the Marriott representative that you will be attending the ACB Leadership Seminar to receive our group rate. The group code is A26. The room block cutoff date is Friday, February 6, 2026. I've run out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.